Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3340BN. Today's date is April 28th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Begins China Election Interference Narrative, Military and State Secrets Privilege. Talk about our health. If you suffer from daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about pain relief is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are normal, and we're all searching for an effective way to relieve pain without side effects and addictions. Let me be frank. We have all seen the horrors of the opioid crisis. You may even be affected personally. And that's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. You may have seen this world-renowned expert featured in national media as he unveils a natural pain reliever that has taken the world by storm. Yes, I'm talking about Conaldine, the 100% drug-free way to get full body pain relief without dangerous pills. As you read this, the Conaldine has become the go-to pain reliever for over 1 million Americans and hundreds of professional athletes. It's so powerful, it was even named the official pain reliever of the UFC, and those guys know a thing or two about managing pain. Now get this. Clint explains how Conaldine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taken daily, your body will fire back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in no time. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I have tried virtually everything, and I have not felt this great in years. It's just like my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, neck, joints all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Conaldine doesn't make me feel the least bit groggy. I feel great, alert, and ready to take on the day. And the best news, Conaldine has no documented side effects after 14 years of extensive testing. Hear me when I say this, Conaldine is absolutely the future of pain relief. So whatever you do, make sure to click on the link below this video and check out Clint's amazing informative report on how Conaldine is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at one-tenth the cost of pain pills. Now here's the best part. When you click on the link below today, you can access the only Conaldine product in the world for less than a dollar per day. Clint has provided this private link until midnight tonight. You are days away from finally beating pain forever. Go to trykono.com/X22 now and see for yourself, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, it seems that they are preparing the narrative for the presidential election. We've been seeing cyber attacks. We have warnings from the FBI letting us know that, yes, there's going to be chaos in this country. There's going to be cyber attacks in this country. And now we have the deep state players, the Biden administration. They're letting everyone know that, hey, there could be foreign countries that might interfere with the elections this time around. I mean, they didn't do it last time. This time around, they might interfere with the elections. Now, of course, they're beginning the narrative of all this. How are they going to interfere? They could use TikTok. They can use bots. They can use AI to try to convince the people this is the person you got to vote for. Now, of course, they're going to use this to say, hey, this is why people are looking to vote for Trump, because, again, they're getting misinformation and disinformation. I do believe the second part of this is they're already pointing the finger at foreign governments to say, look, they're interfering with the elections. There could be a cyber attack that interferes with the election. I do believe they're going to try to do anything they possibly can to stop Trump. And I think we all know this at this point. But I do believe they're going to do this in different stages. And the first stage, as you can see, is chaos. They're trying to push chaos. They're trying to distract people. And I do believe these individuals that are protesting at all these universities, a lot of them are Antifa. They just change their costumes, but they have the same exact message. This is not really about Palestine. The message is to destroy America. And I do believe these protests, they are going to morph as we go throughout the summer. And I do believe people are going to see this. And the people are going to start to realize, wait a minute, what's going on here? Why are these people still protesting after all this time? And I do believe what the deep state is going to do is they're going to try to have us fight each other. So at the same time, you have the campus protest riots going on, and some of them are very, very violent. Some of them, you have the police arresting them. And then you have the Patriot Front group, which is a bunch of feds and others, marching around in the streets, carrying the American flag, saying that the country's not for sale. So I do believe if you're going to start some type of civil war, what do you got to do? You got to have two sides that don't like each other, and you need them to battle it all out on the streets. So when you see the Patriot Front group, where they're all dressed up in tan pants, they have masks on, they're carrying the American flag, And, you know, they're playing the drums and they're marching in the streets saying, you know, we're a white supremacist organization. And then on the other hand, you have all these other individuals who are still masked. Isn't that interesting? They're both masked. And they are protesting at college campuses. And their message is really not free Palestine, even though that's their cover story. Their actual message is to basically have a revolution. And that's really what they want to do. And this is why I do believe that this all of this is going to morph into something completely different as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And you can see it's already building right now. And the other thing that's very interesting is to remove Trump and really get him. Remember, they're doing this in all different stages. They started out with the indictments. Actually, if you go back to 2016, they started with Russian collusion. They started impeachment number one, number two. They tried to remove him from the ballot. They tried everything. And then they went ahead and they indicted him many, many times. And I do believe now with them trying to go after his immunity, presidential immunity, I do believe they want to strip that away. Why? Because they want to throw him in prison and they want to bring many charges against him. They don't care if the other presidents are exposed to all of this, because remember, they're fighting for their lives. They can't allow him to get into the White House. They can't have the people vote for him because it would send a signal, and this signal would be, look, the people are with President Trump. They want him. We want the country back. The people just gave the president the message, take the country back. We're with you. Do what you gotta do. And they don't want the world to see this. This is why they're trying to get him and stop him, and especially strip away presidential immunity. Now, Trump, he's continually telling everyone that, you know, you can't do this. You can't take it because he'll be a ceremonial president. And if you do this, then as soon as Biden leaves office, he can be brought up on charges. Obama can be brought up on charges and it'd be a complete and utter disaster. But what happens if Trump has the ability to still have immunity? What happens if there was something that was done in this country where they can't strip his immunity? Go back to the insurrection. Go back to the overthrow of the United States government. What happens when the military takes control of the country? What happens if you have something that's state secrets privilege? What happens if you needed the military because the deep state was a national security threat, and if they continued with their operation, it would harm this country? What happens if he has immunity, and this is upheld in the Supreme Court, under the military? That would be interesting, because he would have immunity and the rest of these individuals would not. Now, once again, I'm not saying the Supreme Court is going to rule in this way where they strip his immunity, but he's making it a very, very big deal. And this was already put into place, but we'll have to see how this all plays out, because no matter which way they go, the deep state is screwed no matter what. Because I do believe that Trump will still have immunity because of this state secrets privilege. And if they keep the immunity, they overthrew the United States government and they were not president at the time. And there were many different actors that were involved in this. Do they have immunity? No, this was treason at the highest level. So no matter what, this doesn't work out in their favor. It works out in the favor of Trump. And yes, in one way, it'll make it a lot easier for Trump afterwards, not just him, but all the different lawyers across the country. They would be able to go after Biden. They would be able to go after Obama, all the different attorney generals, because remember, this opens them up to all of this. So would it be Trump going after them, or would it be the people going after them? We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the border, because I think the people of this country, they're starting to understand and realize that an open border doesn't help the country. The open border actually destroys the country, especially when you're bringing in illegals who are human traffickers, child traffickers, just basically criminals, and they're not being screened. They're bringing in all different diseases. Remember, the deep state, they continually have told us that, listen, we can't have people just coming into this country. You have to be vaccinated because we have to protect everyone against different diseases. Is this what's happening with the illegals right now? Remember, they told us that you must be patted down in the airport because, you know, of terrorism. Well, they're just letting all these people in. And we know that they're terrorists. We know that they're drug traffickers. We know that they're child traffickers. So all these different security apparatuses that they told us that we needed, well, apparently it's showing everyone that we don't need them. Because if they're just allowing this, who are they bringing onto the planes? Do they know who they are? I mean, they have no ID. They have no clue. They don't have the proper paperwork. How in the world are they allowed on planes? Because they're telling us, we're protecting you from terrorists. But here, they're letting all the terrorists on there. They're letting the criminals on there. So this whole idea that they were protecting us, that's going down the toilet. And the people of this country, they're starting to see it. And they're starting to realize that all this was BS. Where was the terrorism actually coming from? Was the terrorism coming from the CIA, from the deep state players? They're the terrorists. And once again, you can see they use this to strip away our rights. And when you look at all these illegals coming in, and since they're not being screened, they're not getting a health check, they're not getting anything pretty much. They don't even know if they have proper paperwork. You could see that they are bringing in certain diseases. And what's very interesting, if you go back to 2018, NBC News put an article out that says migrants don't bring disease. In fact, they help fight it, it says. Fast forward to March 11, 2024. NBC News, Chicago measles outbreak grows after more cases diagnosed in a migrant shelter. I mean, think about what the fake news does here. They use so much propaganda that in the end, their lies actually come out and you can see them very, very clearly because they lie and then they lie about something else. And then you look back and you go, well, wait a minute. Now you're lying about two things that don't even make sense anymore. And people are starting to see that it's becoming very, very clear. Just like people are starting to see that all of this security in the airports was a waste. I do believe most of these terrorists, most of these incidents that we saw around the world, driven by the deep state players to scare the people once again. Because when you look at all the different airports, especially San Diego, and Libs of TikTok put this out, the illegals, they have their own line through security checkpoints because they didn't have any documentation verifying who they were. Illegals are given special treatment and are being flown all over the country at the expense of the American taxpayer. We have no idea who's in our country. So these people don't have ID. They have no paperwork. They have no idea who they are. But you know what? Here's a special line for you because you're going to bypass everything. Oh, wait, all the American citizens, you stay online because you have ID. We know who you are. Does this counter their entire security checkpoints here? Of course it does. It makes no sense. And everything that they've told us was a complete and utter lie from the very, very beginning. Remember, our founding fathers, they said something very, very important. And this was Benjamin Franklin. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And what did the American people do? They gave up their liberty for a little bit of safety. Now you can see the truth of the matter that they're just letting people in with no ID. They have no idea who they are. That tells you everything you need to know. And I think the people of this country, they're getting angrier and angrier every single day, which means a lot more people are waking up. And as the people wake up, what can they see? They can see the real issues. And I do believe Trump, he was able to take one of the issues away from the deep state players, from the Democrats, pushed it to the state level. And now these individuals have to deal with what the American people are seeing today, with the economy, with the border, with war, you name it, the education of our children. And it's becoming clearer and clearer. Remember, California is the template for the deep state players. They want the entire country to head down the same path as California. Just like out in Germany, I do believe Germany is the template for the rest of Europe. And they want the rest of Europe to follow what Germany is doing, which is going to be a complete and utter disaster. But Trump, he calls out Governor Newsom, and I guess that's his new name now, Newsom. And he talks about California and abortion and everything else. And this is what he says on Truth. Gavin Newsom, the failed governor of California, who is allowing this once beautiful state to go to hell, refuses to recognize that Republicans are the leaders on IVF fertilization. We are the ones taking care of women. And now, after 53 years, where both parties and all legal scholars and experts wanted the always difficult and contentious subject of abortion to go back to the states, we got it done. And now the states are setting their own rules and regulation, and it's really working. We've given the abortion issue back to the voters. It's clean. It's decisive. And we've taken radicalization by Democrats, the killing of a child in the 8th, 9th month, or even after birth, off the table. It now seems probable that our country can start to pull together on the always difficult and controversial issue of abortion. It's up to the states now, where everybody wants it and where it always should have been. And he's absolutely right. And now the D's, they are struggling with this because, once again, they really can't use it as an issue because now each state will, and the people of those states, will now vote on it and what they want in their own states. And again, you have to remember what we're witnessing. I do believe this is Trump's issues campaign. And everything that you're witnessing, everything the deep state does, where they attack him, they have the open borders, this was for everyone to see. Everything that is happening now is to wake the American people up, show the American people the 16-year plan, and have the people take back the country. The people needed to see their freedoms being violated, chipped away. So when you see everything happening, like the open borders, Trump can use that against the deep state players. It wakes the people up. When you see the economy failing, Trump can use that. It wakes the people up. People question everything because it's uncomfortable when everything starts to fall apart. When people see DEI in the business place or they see CRT in schools, this is another issue. It's waking the people up. We're not here to repair the country right at this moment. When people are looking at Johnson and they're looking at all, everything was put into place to actually wake the people up, show the people what they're trying to do. Look how they're trying to destroy the country. Do you see it yet? Wake up. Do you see it? Johnson wasn't there to repair and make things better in Congress. He was there to trap the D's in their entire agenda. That's what this is all about. Trump wants the people to see how they're destroying the country. They're bringing in all the illegals. They're replacing the American people. They're feeding us, you know, tainted food. It's all chemicalized. They're bringing us to war. They're destroying the economy. You're losing your job. They're trying to educate our children where they're trying to normalize pedophilia. They're teaching racism in colleges. He wanted everyone to see, look, they're destroying the country. Do you see it? And he needed them to continue with their plan. Allow them to do what they do best. Why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? What did anyone think was going to happen in Congress? You think everything was going to be okay? That we're just going to repair everything with the criminals running the entire thing? No. It wasn't going to happen. The whole point of this is to show everyone they're destroying the country. Do you want them to continually do this? Do you want them to do this? Or do you want them to stop? It's up to the people. This is the plan. Trump is going to use this for his presidential election, which he's doing right now. This is his campaign. And you think it's working? Do you think the people are moving to his side? They absolutely are. And remember, they can't silence his voice this time around because he's not on X, at least not yet. He's not on X right now. He's speaking to everyone on truth. Remember, before the deep state players, they had the power to silence him. They had the power to say, we don't want this post out there. We don't want this tweet out there. We don't want this video on YouTube. So he's on Rumble. He's on Truth. And this is his voice. And the deep state can't stop him from speaking. They're trying with gag orders, as everyone can see. But they can't stop him this time around. And I do believe he needed Truth because it's his voice. And actually, that's what he says. And this is what he put out in Truth. I'm so proud of True Social because I believe it represents the Make America Great Again movement. And it shows the spirit and love of our country. If people who believe in putting America first and want to make America great again, support Truth. We will be your voice like never before. And a real voice is what our country needs because we are in decline. and we must bring America to greatness. Think of this as a movement, the greatest movement in the history of our country. We're going to save our country and make America great again, greater than ever before. And it is a movement. And this is the plan to take back this country. We're not going to fix things right now with the criminal syndicate in charge. What we're going to do is we're going to get the entire country to fight against the deep state players, to vote them out. And this is the counterinsurgency that we're watching right now. And it's building. And it's going to be very, very powerful in the end. And the deep state players, they know this. They know that they will not be able to go up against the people of this country. They rather have the people fighting each other. Remember, divided, we are weak. United, we are strong. So when you look at these riots, and they like to call them protests, on the college campuses, it's really not about Palestine. It's really about destroying America. Why do you think they're still attacking the American statues? Why do you think they're still attacking the American history? Why do you think they're saying we need a revolution? We need to destroy America? Because that's their real plan. On the other side, they have the Patriot Front group marching around, pretending that these are the Americans. These are the MAGA supporters. These are the other side. They're going to try to start a civil war. And you can see it's already building. Do I think it's going to work? I don't believe so. And remember, they wanted a civil war, but they didn't want the people to have weapons. They wanted the weapons taken away because it would give their people an edge. And it would give the tyrannical government an edge. They didn't get that because every step of the way, they bump into this pesky Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment always shuts them down in the end. Out in Pennsylvania, the law barring 18 to 20-year-olds from concealed carry is completely unconstitutional. So if you notice, every step of the way, everything that they're trying to do is actually turning on them. And you can see more and more Americans, they're buying weapons. And the reason they're buying it, and this is coming from Rasmussen Reports, they're citing self-defense. More Americans are exercising their Second Amendment right these days, and most see self-defense as the best reason for firearms ownership. This is now all working the opposite way they wanted this to work. They wanted people to give up their weapons. They didn't want people to go out and purchase their weapons. But allowing the enemy to do what they do best and have riots like in 2020, because the gun purchases were completely out of this world, and having the people see these violent individuals pushing, shoving, screaming and yelling, soon looting, burning, hurting people. You know what the people saw? The people saw, you know something? I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe in this country. I don't feel safe walking down the street. I don't feel safe anywhere, especially with all these different blue cities where they're allowing the criminals out on the street, no cash bail. And they're bringing all these illegals in where illegals, they can have weapons. And a lot of these illegals, they are criminals and they've committed crimes before and they've killed people and they've been released onto the streets. So Trump knew that if you just let the enemy do all of this, the people would react in the way where they say, I need to protect myself. And that's one of the reasons for the Second Amendment. You needed to protect yourself from what? A tyrannical government. Who do you think is doing all of this? It's the tyrannical government. And the people, they might not understand what's happening, but they realize, I need to protect myself. And we see it is working. And we can see also that war is now building up. Blinken right now is the Secretary of State. He says that China needs to stop supporting Russia because Russia is involved in the Ukrainian war. And he warned Xi against a downward spiral in relations with the U.S. And Blinken threatened China that if it continues to give support to Russia amid the Ukraine onslaught, well, there's going to be repercussions. And he warned that the Biden administration is ready to introduce more sanctions against China if dual-use goods and technologies continue to be sent to Russia, including things previously listed such as semiconductors, machine tools, chemical precursors, ball bearings, and optical systems. And as expected, what do you think China did? China's foreign ministry hit back at the commentary and accusations, saying this is unreasonable, criticizing the normal trade and economic relations between Russia and China. So right now, what is the Biden administration doing? They are building a narrative that, hey, if you don't stop supporting Russia, we're going to take action. So are they building the narrative that is going to push China into a certain place, maybe to interfere with the election, maybe to have a cyber attack on this country? Would that involve Russia? It looks like they're building something up right now. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, what's very interesting is that all these individuals that have been installed in these blue areas, they do believe they're way above the law. And what's very interesting, and Wall Street Silver put this out on X, New York District Attorney drives all the way home after a cop tried to pull her over. And she got to her house and he said, listen, you were speeding. You were going 20 miles an hour over the speed limit. And you knew I was behind you. You saw my lights and you didn't stop. And she says, I'm the one who's going to prosecute myself. Do you know what I'm going to do with this ticket? And then laughs about it and says she's too busy for this. So she believes she's above the law. And this is how most of these individuals think. And most of these individuals believe that, hey, these laws, they don't pertain to all of us. You can see it with Fani Willis. You can see it with all of the Letitia James, you name it. They don't believe that the rule of law applies to them. That is a two-tier justice system. And I think people, they're starting to see this and recognize this. But what's very interesting is we can see more and more gay people are now speaking out against the D's. And more of these people saying, listen, you don't even see what's happening. They're trying to destroy women. And you don't even notice this. Wall Street Apes put this out on X and said, the gay woman is always getting comments asking how she can vote Republican. Her response is epic. Republicans hate gays and they hate women. This is what every leftist tells me in my comments. Mind you, I've never had somebody say this to me in person. Let's say that's true. Republicans hate gays and they hate women. What the F am I doing voting for them? Well, let me explain it loud and clear. I would rather vote for a party who hates me than vote for a party who doesn't know what a woman is. I would rather vote for a party taking away my rights with a bunch of bills than none of you effing red, than literally have my rights taken away daily. There are men in your bathroom. There are men taking over your sports. They are depleting what you are as a woman. You don't matter. Oh, but proposition below me is going to take away my rights. You guys are ridiculous. They're literally giving you something to harp on while they're taking away every single woman's right in America. So you know what? Thanks for the advice. I got it. I'm good. I know who I'm voting for. Enjoy the men in your bathroom. Enjoy it. Go woke. And she's absolutely right. And you do see a shift happening right now. And it's going to continue to happen because the people are waking up. They're starting to realize what's really going on. And like we said before, I do believe these protests that we're seeing today, they are going to morph. Because remember, these are the same players. It's Antifa. They just put different costumes on. And if you notice, their message is already starting to change. And what do they really want? They want America destroyed. And they're doing the same exact thing because it's the same exact people. And they're continuing with their mission. Remember, who's funding all this? Who funded Antifa? Soros. Who funded BLM? Soros and many others. Who's funding these people? The same exact people. Citizen Free Press put this out and said, statue of Benjamin Franklin desecrated by the freak left at Penn overnight. And they did the same thing. They covered his head. They put the Palestinian flag over it. And it says, free, free Palestine. And they're going to continue to do this. It's the same exact playbook that they've been using. And think about it. During COVID, what happened? People couldn't go to their graduations. Everything was canceled. We see the same exact thing happening today. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, to USC and President Folt, all those family who paid all that money for all those years and donated to you wanted just one nice thing from you this spring. Now 65,000 plus will not get it. You fail big time. Because colleges right now, they're canceling graduations. They're canceling the ceremony. Why? We don't know if it's going to be safe. We don't know if we can protect the people here. Why are you letting these people take control of the situation? Yes, we have a constitution, but it gives them the right to peacefully protest the government. Are they actually protesting the government? Or are they protesting the universities? Who are they protesting? Why are they protesting against the people that want to pass them? Why are they creating these chains and screaming in people's faces and pushing them? Because this is not protesting your government peacefully. And the colleges, they shouldn't allow these individuals to take control of the colleges. But the whole thing is, the real message is not Palestine. That's a cover. Remember, they're going to use this to as their springboard, just like they used the gay community for their entire pedophilia operation. They used it as a cover. They're using this as a cover. And we hear the real messages now. And this is coming from George Washington University. So there was a far-left rally for Gaza at George Washington University, and you can hear their true message. Take a listen.
This wretched system, there's only one way. Just like that chant that we enjoy so much, there is only one solution. Intifada revolution.
So that's what all these protests are really about. This isn't about Israel or Palestine. It's a continuation of the Marxist takeover of America. The same thing they were doing during George Floyd with all those riots. It's the same people. And yes, this is going to morph. And it's not just here in this country. This is happening all over the place. Remember, when we had the BLM riots with Antifa and everyone else, it just didn't happen here in the United States. It happened in every country. Now, with all these illegals in the country, all these different Muslims in the country, and a lot of them are released from prison and everything like that, you have all these people in different countries. So out in Hamburg, Germany, you can see them out on the street. It's the same exact thing. You're seeing the same playbook. They're just using a different cover story. And this is what they do. And what's very interesting is that on one side, you see Antifa, you see all these people protesting. And on the other side, since they want to destroy America, you have what? You have the Patriot Front group, which is a bunch of feds. And remember, the Patriot Front group, they see themselves as white supremacists. They want America. So let's say you have one side, you have people that want to destroy America. The other side, you have people that support America. But again, their master is the exact same person. Same group of people, I should say, where they're trying to get everyone to take these sides, to keep the people divided. That's exactly what they're doing. Amuse put this out and said, feds, the Patriot Front holds itself out as a supremacist organization, but most believe it to be a honeypot organized and funded by the feds to entrap disgruntled Americans. The group 100 strong marched through Charleston, West Virginia. Strangely, there was no police presence whatsoever. Isn't that odd? And the other thing that's very interesting is, how do you know that this is not an organic group? Because the legacy news media is not spending any effort to unmask or destroy their lives. The corporate media was told to ignore this by their handlers. Remember when no one paid attention to Ray Epps, except the digital soldiers who kept pointing to him? The news didn't want to discuss him. The D's didn't want to discuss. Actually, the D's defended a Trump supporter. I mean, really think about this for a second. And these individuals, the Patriot Front group, they have masks on. No one's trying to dox them. No one's really saying, hey, look at these. These are Trump's. Nobody's really saying anything. Isn't that interesting? And on the other side, you have people with masks on. So you have two different sides controlled by the same exact deep state players, making you think these are two separate groups. That eventually where is going to happen is, most likely, they're going to fight each other. Because why would you do all of this if you weren't going to try to start something? They're hoping that the MAGA supporters take one side and they can have the illegals on the other side and there can be battles in the streets. This is what they're trying to do. And like we said a long time ago, yes, you're going to have a lot more people out there and they're probably going to be dressed up as MAGA supporters. Remember, they're not really MAGA supporters when you see them, you know, acting violently, especially if they're wearing masks. And they're going to try to gin all this up. But I do believe in the end, this is going to fail big time. And I think the people are waking up and they're starting to realize, you know something? We're not getting involved in this because we know who they are. This will not work with the people of this country. They're going to try. They're going to give it everything that they have. But I do believe in the end, it's going to fail. And remember that individual who was on a recording? He was in Columbia University. And he talked about killing all the white supremacists, killing all the Zionists. Well, it looks like this individual was thrown out of Columbia University. Now, this video was out there for quite a while. I think there was so much pressure that they said, okay, let's get rid of this individual. I don't think they were going to do it on their own. I think they're trying to save face because so many people were complaining about it. It's almost like those individuals who were questioned by Elise Stefanik and others, where you had the presidents of the universities just sitting there. Eventually, they resigned because there was so much backlash that they couldn't keep these people in these positions. They tried, but in the end, they had to let them go. And I think the same thing happened in this instance. Now, we know the elections, it's getting closer and closer and closer. We see the narrative, it is building up, and we can see the poll numbers. They're not in the favor of Biden. It's completely a disaster for Biden, and it's just going to get a lot worse for Biden because people are waking up, and they see the economy falling apart. They see us approaching war, the open borders. Once there is an event, this is going to be a game changer, and you're going to see a lot more people come to the side of Trump. And what's very interesting is you can see the Biden administration, they're panicking because they're losing the black population. They're losing the Hispanic population. And they were planning to ban menthol cigarettes. And the Biden administration kind of reversed course on this. Ryan Saavedra put this out and said, the Biden administration is reversing course on its plan to ban menthol cigarettes. After the White House has weighed the potential public health benefits of banning minty smokes against the political risk of angering some black voters in an election year. Menthols account for more than a third of all cigarettes sold in the U.S. each year and are predominantly used by black and Hispanic smokers. Some 81% of black smokers used menthols in 2020, compared with 30% of white smokers and 51% of Hispanic smokers. And this is according to the Wall Street Journal. So once again, we can see they're backing off on this because they're a little nervous because they are losing a lot of the black votes, losing a lot of the Hispanic votes. And I do believe they're going to lose a lot more because if they go ahead and they throw President Trump into prison, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And I do believe this is where all this is leading. And once again, this is not going to work out well for the Biden administration. And again, say it again, never interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. Every move they make against Trump, remember, he's the victim. Everyone now can see, because now it's proven that Biden is going after his political opponent. And Trump is taking all the slings and arrows, and they're increasing. And the people, they are resonating with all of this. And more proof is coming out that Biden has been paying all these different influencers to spread propaganda. Leading Report put this out and said, TikTok creator claims the Biden administration was paying her to push propaganda and told her not to disclose that she was being paid. So once again, the people now see exactly what the deep state does. They are a propaganda machine, and they use the fake news, they use influencers, they pay them to say certain things. They're continually spreading misinformation, disinformation. Everything that they say that the people are doing, it's actually them. They project what they do on everyone else. But the people, they get it, they understand it. And we just had the White House correspondent dinner, and it looks like the people there were chanting F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden at the White House correspondent dinner. So it looks like it's getting worse and worse for Joe Biden. And I think eventually what he's going to have to do, he's going to have to debate Trump one way or another, because I think the people who are out there watching all this saying, listen, if he doesn't debate, this is going to be a complete disaster. Because remember, Biden is continually telling everyone how great everything is, how he helped this country, how he's uniting the country, how the economy is fantastic. Well, why won't he debate Trump if it's so great? Trump, you put this out on Truth. It says, letter to Joe. Dear Joe, now that you've committed to debates on the now dying Howard Stern show, no less, let's see it up right now. I'm ready to go anywhere you are. We could do it in D.C., even pinpoint the White House, or in New York, when your radical left fascists are finished with the election interference against your political opponent, me. In any event, let's get it done. The people of our country deserve to know why you have allowed 15 million people, many from prisons and mental institutions, to invade our country at our now very open southern border, or why you want everybody to foolishly have, in 5 years, an all-electric car, which won't go far, is very expensive, and will be made in China, or why you are allowing energy prices to skyrocket, our economy to crash, and inflation to reach levels that we have never seen before. Maybe you have a reason for this, and you'll have a chance to talk about it, but let's get the debate going. The American people have the right to know. So basically, Trump's going to use all the issues against him. Why? Because this is his campaign. How is he going to argue? Because Trump is just going to show graphs. Here are my gas prices. Look at yours. Look at inflation. Now look at yours. I had secure border. Now look how many people are coming over the border. How many people were arrested at the border because they're criminals? Look how many people were arrested with mine. He's going to continually compare, and people are going to see this. This is why they don't want this to be done. I mean, will he do it? That would be very, very interesting. I think that would be the end of him. And if you really think about it, Trump would bring up other things during the debate about how it's proven now that he is driving all of these prosecutors to get Trump. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But Trump, he did say something about RFK Jr. And I do believe RFK is put into place because the D's thought they would be able to use him to take votes away from Trump. But I do believe what's happening is the votes now are being taken away from Biden. And this is what Trump put out there. RFK Jr. is a Democrat plant, a radical left liberal who's been put into place in order to help crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States, get reelected. A vote for Jr. would essentially be a wasted protest vote that could swing either way, but would only swing against the Democrats if Republicans knew the true story about him. Jr. is totally anti-gun and extreme environmentalist who makes the green new scammers look conservative. A big-time taxer and open borders advocate and an anti-military vet. His radicalized family will never allow him to be a Republican, and his chief funder is the VP candidate that nobody ever heard of except her ex-husband, who's been stripped of a big chunk of cash. She puts herself down as a businesswoman or maybe a doctor, and actually, I guess you could say that she's right. Her business was doing surgery on her husband's wallet. She's more liberal than Junior by far, not a serious person, and only a pot of cash to help get her no-chance candidate on the ballot. I live with RFK Jr. in New York and watched him convince Governor Cuomo to make environmental moves that were outright nasty. Upstate New York was not allowed to drill or frack as Ohio, Pennsylvania, and others ripped off New York energy. Because of this, prices have skyrocketed all over that part of the country, but especially upstate New York and New England. Their energy costs are the highest in the U.S., with exception of California, run by Gavin Newsom, the worst governor in the state's history. I'd even take Biden over Jr. because our country would last a year or two longer prior to collapse, but it would be dead either way. His views on vaccines are fake, as is everything else about his candidacy. Let the Democrats have RFK Jr. They deserve him. His views on vaccines are fake. That's very, very interesting. I think he's setting something up right now. I think something's going to be coming out. And now the spotlight is on RFK Jr. And I do believe he was put in this position, and I think is backfiring on them. Because the people now, they're never going to leave Trump. MAGA is not going to leave Trump the way they thought. I mean, think about it. These individuals, talking about Biden, talking about Obama, talking about Hillary Clinton, the fake news, all they do is call the people of this country names. Every single white supremacist, MAGA extremists, deplorables. They just continually do this. What resident or what person working in D.C. who's supposedly elected by the people, we know they're not, they're installed, why would they call the people of this country names if they're supposed to represent everyone? This tells you everything you need to know. And you can see the deep state players, they're panicking over Trump because the people love him. The people are coming to his side. Look when he's out in New York. The people were with him. The unions are with him. The police are with him. And the deep state, they're trying to do whatever they possibly can to make it look like Trump's having a very difficult time while he's in New York. Patriots Art Control put this out and says, Wall Street Journal, this is what they say, Donald Trump is used to the finer things in life. At the courthouse, he's miserable. Reality? Look at him with all the people on the street, with firefighters, with police, with the union workers and everybody else. Does he look miserable to you? Absolutely not. So they're trying. And in the past, when the fake news had control, this narrative might have worked. But today, it doesn't work at all. Especially all these cases that they have against Trump. These indictments aren't working anymore because the truth is coming out and we're continually finding out more and more information about what's really going on with the Jack Smith trial. Julie Kelly put this out and says, motions unsealed last night in classified docs case provide further proof of special counsel Jack Smith's bullying tactics against Walt Nauta, Trump's personal aide and his attorney, Stanley Woodward. DOJ indicted Nauta on garbage charges because he wouldn't flip on Trump. Dre Bratt, Smith's lead henchman, had threatened Woodward with nixing his judicial application if he didn't get Nauta to flip. So it didn't work out very well because Walt didn't flip whatsoever. Then Julie Kelly put this out and said, well, I'm pretty sure we never heard this part of the classified documents box story. More from unredacted motions in Florida. This is from an unsealed transcript of witness interview. FBI agents say GSA was holding large quantity of Trump boxes in VA and then ordered his team to come to get them. I'm sure nothing hinky happened there. So an entire pallet full of boxes that had been held by GSA somewhere outside of D.C. is dumped at Mar-a-Lago. Apparently, these are the boxes that ended up containing papers with classified markings. I will double-check indictment, but I don't recall this event in the timeline. So think about this. They planted evidence that he had classified documents. They did this on purpose. Didn't Trump say this a while back, that they probably planted evidence that he has the video on all of this? So everything he's saying is coming true. And now we have absolute proof that Biden went after Trump with NARA and the special counsel. American First Legal put this out and said the following. Unsealed docs reveal just how intimately the Biden White House worked with NARA to trigger the special counsel's classified docs investigation of Trump. This confirms our own research that this prosecution is politically tainted and should be dismissed. The Biden White House blatantly violated the law to advance a political agenda, not in some benign way, but overtly, illegally, and deliberate. Just a few examples that will be part of a much more comprehensive analysis from AFL in the near future. An FBI document from February 18, 2022 reveals clear political taint. DOJ Associate Deputy Attorney General Emily Loeb and Associate Deputy Attorney General David Newman are politicals who both served in the Obama White House counsel's office. The NARA Inspector General has no authority to recover records as its authority is limited to reviewing the operations of NARA itself. On August 30th, 2021, Archivist of the United States, David Fierro, sent an email titled NARA Documents to a redacted non-government Gmail account stating, at this point, I'm assuming that they have been destroyed, in which case I'm obliged to report it to the Hill, DOJ, and the White House. This is patently incorrect, as 44 U.S.C. 2203E applies only to proposed dispositions. Fierro is referring to laws that apply only to federal, not presidential records. An email from NARA General Counsel Gary Stern to the White House staffer Jonathan Sue on September 30, 2021, reveals that Biden's White House was ready to set up a call to discuss the Trump boxes. This is clear political taint. The incumbent White House lacks the authority concerning the former president's disposition of his presidential records. In a letter to the Chief Counterintelligence and Expert Control Section, Jay Bratt, it is revealed that the Biden administration falsely suggested that NARA should produce President Trump's records to the White House because the Biden White House needed those records for its current business. So is this a cover-up? Were they trying to get their records back? And they needed a way to do this. So they went after Trump. So once again, we have this individual trying to cover up their crimes and other individuals' crimes, and they're going after a political opponent. This tells you everything you need to know. And you can see the deep state players, they're trying everything to get Trump, to try to convince the people that it's going to be a disaster when he's president. And it looks like they're running out of ammunition right now, because CNN put out this article that says, what Trump's war on the deep state could mean, an army of suck-ups. And it took four reporters to write this article. So this is very sad, and Patriots Are Control responded to this and said Trump's war on the deep state is bad because it will create an administration of full America First patriots. This is what CNN is going with now. This is how ridiculous they are, because they're so panicked. They're so afraid. They're just making these ridiculous headlines. And again, are the people going, oh yeah, suck ups? You mean people that love this country? This is not working for them at all. And this is why I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I don't think they're going to allow the election to happen. Or as we get closer and closer, they're going to try to use the idea that there are foreign governments that are now interfering in the election. I think they're going to start now, which they already are, saying that they're going to use, you know, AI, bots, others that are paid to actually spread disinformation and misinformation on multiple platforms. I think this is going to then expand into, oh, wait, that didn't work. So now what they're trying to do, they're trying to hit the election system. And I think they're going to try to stop the elections any way they possibly can. And when Trump wins the election using paper ballots, they can blame this on a foreign government saying there was election interference. They're going to try all these things. And how do we know that this is exactly what they're going to do? Because Secretary of State Blinken, he was being interviewed on CNN, and he has raised alarms over evidence suggesting that China is actively attempting to influence and potentially interfere with the 2024 U.S. presidential election. So once again, Xi promised that he would not interfere, and now Blinken is saying, yes, they're going to interfere. Are they starting the narrative? Are they right on schedule? I do believe so. And I do believe in the end, they're going to try to postpone it. And when we go to paper, which I do believe we're going to go, because they're going to say, listen, we can't have an election. Our systems are hit. They're going to think it's over. They're going to think, wow, we did it. We're able to stay in control. But I think something else is going to happen. And I do believe all of a sudden, the military and others are going to say, no, we have the ability to have the elections. We have a backup system. And these are the procedures that we have to follow. And we go to paper, the National Guard or the military, whatever, is going to guard the elections. And we're going to have an election in one day. Everyone needs to come. We have to prove that they're a citizen. We need some ID. We have backup poll books. And we can have this in one day. Now, remember, the deep state players, they already started the riots now, because they're going to start to morph. And these people are going to try to keep people away from the polling centers. This is what they're going to try to do, because they don't want people going to the polling centers. But I do believe this is all going to fail, because once again, who's really in control of the country? I do believe back on November 3rd, when the deep state players overthrew the United States government, overthrew the duly elected president, and completed their insurrection on January 6th, everything changed in this country, which means military intelligence, they're monitoring everything. The military is in control, and President Trump is actually the commander in chief, because this was a national security threat. This was foreign actors, domestic actors, overthrowing the government of the United States of America. That's what happened. And this is why these people, the criminals, this is why they're going after Trump, because they need to get rid of him one way or another. And this is why they're already talking about prison, putting him in prison, and removing his Secret Service detail so they can assassinate him. They're trying to use or do whatever they possibly can. But I do believe in the end, this is all going to backfire on them. And we could see now that one of their methods of trying to put him into prison is to remove his immunity, because this way they can bring all these different criminal charges and actually throw him into prison. Now, remember, this is a desperate attempt to get Trump. And I think Trump knows this, and I think he's kind of dragging them into this position. Now, we don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do. The Supreme Court might say there is no immunity for the president, and they might strip him of his immunity. Or they might say, no, we saw everything, and we rule that there is immunity. it doesn't really matter which way it goes. He wins no matter what. But it seems like he's pushing to remove his immunity. So this way, all these individuals are exposed. I think he's leading them down this path. Now, will it happen? Maybe, maybe not. But look what Trump put out on Truth. This is from Stephen Miller. It says, if they say there's no immunity for official acts, the moment Joe Biden leaves office, every single red city and red state DA in the country can charge him for financial crimes related to illegal student loan bailouts, can charge him for war crimes related to deaths of service members overseas, can charge him for human trafficking, human smuggling, and by the way, more election interference than you can even count. So basically, he's telling the deep state players, listen, if you go down this path and you remove my immunity and the Supreme Court rules in this favor, just remember that when it comes time for you, you are exposed to all this. Obama is. Actually, everyone is going to be exposed to this. And the people of this country, they will go after you. Won't be me personally. It'll be everyone in this country. I think he just sent a warning. Would you like to go down this path? And if you do, I have no problem with it. Now, why would he have no problem with it? Well, I think Karma Patriot might have figured this one out. And she put this out on Truth. And Dan Scavino put out a video. And the video is 11 seconds long. And the video shows Trump that he's unbeatable. So that's very interesting. So if you go to post 11 and you look at that post, what does that post say? It says, and by the way, this is October 29, 2017. Military intelligence versus FBI, CIA, NSA. No approval or congressional oversight. So the military intelligence can run independent, and they're above the FBI, CIA, NSA. State secrets upheld under Supreme Court. Who is the commander-in-chief of the military? Trump is. Under what article can the president impose military intelligence takeover investigation for three-letter agencies? Insurrection. What conditions must be present? Why is this very important? Who surrounds POTUS? The real generals. They lost this very important power. The one area of the government not corrupt and directly serves POTUS. So let's look at these state secrets, because this is very interesting, and this is what Karma Patriot put out. State secrets privilege means the president can refuse to present evidence if its secrecy is vital to national security. The military and the state secrets privilege permits the government to block the release of any information in a lawsuit that would harm national security. The Supreme Court accommodates the need for executive and military secrecy with privileges to protect certain information from discovery. The evidence can be withheld and cases dismissed. DOD Miller must have clear, verified reason to believe the Republic is at risk and execute their duty to protect POTUS and Constitution. An executive order is invoked that enables POTUS to mobilize DNI Ratcliffe to create a war council. So that's very interesting. So when you look at this, and there's two different articles, one from the Yale Law Journal, it says the military and state secrets privilege protection for the national security or immunity for the executive. What is state secrets and how did the Supreme Court uphold this? State secret privilege makes it so the president can refuse to present evidence if it's secret information that would harm national security or foreign relation interests. After 9/11, Bush expanded the SSP so that evidence could be withheld and cases dismissed in U.S. courts. So what must be completed to engage military intelligence over the three-letter agencies? The DOD must have clear and verified reason to believe the Republic is at risk and must execute their duty to protect the POTUS and Constitution. An executive order is invoked then, and they create a war council of sorts. So I do believe that on November 3rd, and the completion is on January 6th, this whole thing was completed, which allows the military to use military intelligence above the FBI, above the CIA, above the NSA. And it allows Trump to keep his secrets and the military its secrets because they have an operation going on right now. And I do believe he has immunity from all of this. He's the commander in chief. So I do believe even if they remove his immunity, saying the president doesn't have immunity, he's the commander in chief and the republic was at risk, which means he's still protected under this. Because again, we're a wartime country. They tried to overthrow the United States government. So if they remove his immunity, if we go down this path, what happens? Yes, they will still come after him. Yes, most likely he might be thrown in prison. Yes, all of this still might happen. But he's protected. Does he want to show the people? Does he want the people to see how Biden is going after his political opponent? Because now it's out in the open. Now the people know this. The people get it. So if Biden continues to go down this path, I do believe Trump would still be protected, but he wants to show the people, look, remember, this is about the 2024 election. This is about showing the people the true enemy. They're destroying the country. Do you see it? Not yet. Well, I'm not going to interfere. I want them to do more. They're going to bring us to war. They're going to have chaos. We're going to be attacked. Do you see what they're doing here? Do you still want these people ruling over you? If you don't, then vote. Take back the country. And I do believe that's where all this is headed. We're not going to repair anything right now. We're not going to go and say, okay, you know something? God, thank God we, instead of a $1.5 trillion bill, we got a $900 billion bill. Now everything's okay. No, it's not going to work. The criminals are still running everything. And they're doing it, and they're there for a reason, to wake up the American people. Just like Trump is showing you, look, do you like the open borders? He's showing the people all of it. And the only way to show them is to allow them to do what they do best. Let them have their bills. Let them do this. Because in the end, what do you think is going to happen? They own all of it. When we are attacked, when we go to war, or we're on the precipice of war, they own it. And the optics are amazing. Trump, hey, listen, we don't have to have any of this. I can have peace. I know all the players. To be very, very simple. What do you think the people are going to do? I think the people are going to go with the guy that says we can have peace. I think he's going to win because the people, they're not stupid. When they're brought to the precipice, they will wake up and they will change. They will find the will to change. You can't explain it to them. You can't tell them because you have to experience it. And this is why Trump had to show the people. He told everyone, he warned everyone, listen, if you vote for Biden in 2020, he's going to have the open borders. If you vote for Biden, he's going to destroy the country. If you vote for Biden, we're going to have war. He told everyone. Did anyone believe? No, they didn't. You know why? It's too hard to believe. Sometimes you really got to show the people and bring them through the darkness. Because once they go through all this darkness and all this pain, they say enough is enough. They see the light. Who's the light? It's Trump. And I do believe this is where all this is headed. And I do believe this is all part of the plan. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.